One of the mandates of the Accountant General's Department, AGD, is to administer the distribution of pension payments to several categories of civil servants. As part of wider public financial management reform efforts, the AGD has been taking steps to modernize and increase the efficiency of this aspect of its operations. We explore some of the methods being used to do so on today's program. I'm Vaughn Davis. Thanks for joining us. When it comes to overseeing the pension payments of some 35,000 government workers, many of whom have given decades of service to Jamaica, every effort must be made to ensure the payments are disbursed on time and in full. Accountant General Carlene Murdoch says the agency has been working consistently over the past few years to increase the efficiency of this process, and one of its key achievements in this regard is the recent reformatting of life certificates. Life certificates are documents signed by pensioners and submitted to the AGD each quarter to verify that they are still alive and thereby qualified to continue receiving their pension. A new version of life certificates featuring a barcode was introduced. This has allowed the AGD to reduce clerical errors and ensure that pensioners were paid on time.
We started to scan those life certificates. So once you send your life certificate in as a pensioner and it's scanned, it goes straight to the payroll system. So there can be no doubt as to whether or not John Brown sent his life certificate in. That has been paying off very, very well. What we have also done with that innovation is that if a life certificate is invalid, or not signed properly or not verified properly, we scan it to another section. So we can call the pensioner, we can say to him, look here, so-and-so has happened. And we have been able to redeem a number of pensioners who would have been suspended otherwise.
Ms. Murdoch proudly notes that reformatting the life certificate and the new system of emailing life certificates to pensioners have resulted in savings of over $100 million per year to the Accountant General's Department. Another measure which has been reaping considerable savings for the AGD while also improving service delivery has been the switch to direct banking in favor of paying pensioners by checks. Pensioners are encouraged to provide the AGD with their banking information so the funds can be directly deposited into their accounts each month.
Because at one point we had 17,000 pensioners who were paying by check. That number has been reduced now to under 2,000 through communication with the pensioner. And so we have calculated that we are saving over $100 million per year on that process improvement alone.
As a value-added measure, the AGD has also been sending text and email message alerts to pensioners to notify them when payments are ready. This has helped many of them avoid making unnecessary trips to the bank or other financial institutions.
What we're seeing is a fall in the complaints from the pensioners. There is a significant fall. We're also seeing that we are saving the pensioners time and money.
Plans are also underway to relocate the Accountant General's Department to a larger, more suitable facility as the agency expands its operations. The department is presently located at Public Building West on King Street, on the same premises as the Office of the Director of Public Prosecutions and the Court of Appeal. However, it is slated to be relocated to the building formerly occupied by the Ministry of Health at 224 King Street in downtown Kingston within 6 months.
But it's being torn down, gutted, and everything's going to be brand new in there. More pensioners or staff members and the general public that we serve will be better accommodated. Right now where we are sort of clustered. We are not able to do as we can do because of the space limitations.
Accountant General Carlene Murdoch. That's it for today's program. Thanks for staying tuned, and we do hope you learned something new. For more information about the Accountant General's Department and its operations, visit the agency's website at treasury.gov.jm or contact 922-8320.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.